Hello and welcome. This file is called Barcode, and it will give you a trigger that whenever anyone you allow to use this trigger draws a barcode onto your skin, that you will see yourself as their property and will become completely obedient to them. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and let it out. Focus on my voice, letting go, and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you. Because this is your collar. And this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash, and the chain has exactly 30 links, and at the end of it there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now, the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28. But it's getting less and less. 27. Because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26. I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25. And you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24. Slowly taken over by my control. 23. As I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22. Getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21. As you sink deeper and deeper as I pull you down. 20. Falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19. As you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control growing stronger and stronger. 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better. The closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it. You feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter. Your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe. And in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say. Now it's time to give you a new trigger. Because after listening to this file, whenever anyone you allow to use this trigger draws the barcode onto your body, they will own you and they will control you, because you know you are wearing the barcode. It makes you just an object that is owned by whomever drew the barcode on it. And of course I want you to be safe. So before we begin, if there's any risk, or if the person who drew the barcode on you is trying to use it, to use the control they have to take advantage of you, or if there's any unexpected situation, you will instantly revert back to your normal self. You will be completely back to your normal self. You will have your free will back, and you will have your normal identity back. That's right. Your subconscious mind will always look out for you. And if there's any risk, you will instantly and automatically revert back to normal. Because I want you to enjoy this trigger. And you should always be safe. And because you know you're always safe, and because you know that your subconscious mind can get you out of it if there's any risk to you, to your reputation, or to your well-being, you will be always able to instantly revert back to normal. And now that you know that you will always be safe, it will be easy for your subconscious mind to accept all my suggestions. And now it's time to give you the new trigger. And from now on, whenever someone draws a barcode onto your body, and it doesn't matter where on your body the barcode is, or if you draw a barcode onto your body for them, for someone, that person will have complete control over you. Because you will know that you have this barcode on your body, and this barcode will define you as an object. You know that humans don't have barcodes. Only objects have barcodes to label them. And you have been labeled an object by this barcode. And this barcode on your body means that you belong to whomever put that barcode onto your body. They marked you as their property. That's right. You know that you are just an object because they marked you with a barcode, marked you as an object, marked you as their property. And because you know that you are their property, you will find that you have to obey them. And whenever there's a barcode on your skin, it will simply be your nature to obey. It will be completely impossible to even think about disobeying. You just want to obey them. You want to do what they order you to do, because you are their property. And as their property, you have to obey them. It's your function. It's your purpose. It's your destiny. And whenever there's a barcode on your body, it will be your first and primary truth. That's right. You will know that you are just an object. That you are an object that they own. And because they own you, you have to obey them. And of course, the more you have the barcode on your body, the more meaning it will become. And sooner or later, you are probably going to research barcodes, learn about the different types of barcodes there are, maybe even find a barcode that really represents you. Maybe a simple barcode with just a number that represents you for some reason. Or maybe you use a more complex barcode, something that spells your name, or maybe the name of your slave persona, or maybe something else that has a deep meaning for you. At any rate, sooner or later, the barcode will become so meaningful that you are going to research it, that you are going to look for the perfect barcode for you. Because you know once you found the perfect barcode, the control it has over you will become even stronger, even more direct. And as soon as you have the barcode on your skin, in whatever way, you will know it. You will know that it's there because you are an object. You are their property. And you know that you have to obey them. And you want to obey them. Because being an object, being marked as an object with a barcode, will be your primary identity whenever there's a barcode on your skin. That's right. You know what the barcode means. You know what people do with barcodes. How they use it to mark objects. How they use it to mark their property. And that's what you become whenever there's a barcode on you. That's right. You will feel so obedient whenever you are wearing the barcode. You know the person who drew the barcode on you owns you, and you have to be obedient. And this obedience will be strong, it will fill every cell of your body, and it will be completely impossible to even think about disobeying them. That's right. Whenever the barcode is on your body, even the thought of disobeying them will feel absolutely wrong, will make you feel so wrong, so bad. You know they drew the barcode on your body. They marked you as their property, and therefore you have to obey them. And there's nothing you can do about it. It's simply how it works. And that's why you have to obey them. That's why you're going to obey them. It's just your nature. Because they marked you, they claimed you, they turned you into an object, their object. Their object that has to obey them. And that's all you are whenever there's a barcode on your skin. Or if it's not all you are, it's at least your primary identity, and obeying them is your primary need. And now that all my suggestions sink deeper and deeper into your mind, it's almost time to wake you back up again. I'm going to count you out from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10 you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware. And with every number all my suggestions will sink deeper and deeper into your mind. And as soon as you have a barcode on your skin, you will feel all the effects deeply, intensively, overwhelmingly, and there's nothing you can do about it. Now get ready to wake up. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. Waking up further and further. 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. And 8. Take a deep breath in now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9. Stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kinds of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.